Hey, everybody. You're listening to Crystal here with the Plant Pusher podcast. And what's really, really exciting is that we're here with you to always talk about all things plants, colors, textures, shapes, their impacts on your life. I love working with plants. I love introducing you to new plants. And here at Plant Pusher, that's what I do. I push you straight to the plants. Hey, everybody. I am your plant pusher, pushing all the dopest plants on you. And today I'm excited because, you know, first of all, I love to eat great things. Let's just start there. But I feel like we need to be eating more things that we didn't know were edible, things that maybe you took for granted or just didn't know about. So today I want to talk about edible flowers because they've been used in culinary practices and in other cultures for centuries. And I mean, we're talking about going back to ancient civilizations, you know, the Chinese, Africans, Romans, Greeks, and even in medieval Europe, flowers were commonly used in dishes, guys, to add flavor, to give you color. And today, edible flowers are still used. I mean, we still use them in unique ways, and they're visually appealing to touch the dish. But I need you to take that in. There are so many benefits to consuming edible flowers because not only do they add a burst of color and even flavor to dishes, but they really contain a variety of nutrients, antioxidants, and a lot of really dope health benefits. But some edible flowers, you know, are high in vitamin C, like pansies, you know, and so vitamins and minerals are really, really important to your diet. But then you've got also certain flowers like lavender and chamomile, which calm you. They help you to reduce stress and anxiety. So eat them on up. Also, you got to think about it. It's important to note that not all flowers are edible. Listen, some can take you straight out of here. Okay. I don't want to be responsible for that. So double check before you do that, because some can even be toxic, as we know. But it's essential that you identify your edible flowers appropriately. There are some amazing apps you can do that with as well. And then you want to make sure they're not treated with pesticides because you don't want to get sick and we don't want anything happening to you in the long run. But some of those popular edible flowers, they include roses and violets, marigolds, hibiscus, lavender, orchids. I mean, either way you kind of slice it, edible flowers can be fun. They're creative. They're going to make your dish pop. They're going to add color, an amazing flavor profile, and a texture. Because listen, you can also eat hibiscus flowers. I mean, I've seen people like, you know, cooking them up like steak. That's right. Cooking hibiscus flowers like steak. Because they give off the beautiful color. They've got a nice texture. So, hey, there's so much you can do. You can add so much elegance to your meals. But let's also remember that there are a lot of health benefits. And so we want them to be versatile and nutritious to you and your palate. So, you know, eat them on up. Great things are happening. Grab you some edible flowers. Clean them first. Double check. Keep yourself safe. Peace. This show, Plant Pusher Podcast, is brought to you by Possibilities Podcast Platform. We appreciate you listening. Stay tuned. Your favorite episode is up next.